What's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 3 of Unfiltered. I'm your host, Shami MV, and of course, Destiny is here with me as always. And for those of you just tuning in for the first time, we're, you know, what we do on Unfiltered is we just kind of talk about two or three topics revolving around the gaming community or esports community, and yeah, just kind of have at it with the topics. And today, the topics are going to be, topic number one is going to be the DDoS post that Destiny posted earlier this week, which a ton of you guys read. I mean, it was like number one on Reddit for like a long time. It actually made main Reddit for a while too, right?
Oh my god, I'm like an e-celebrity now.
No shit, man. I should be honored. I should be honored.
But
we'll talk a little bit about that. Maybe, you know, answer any questions you guys have. And then we'll probably segment over to female streamers. It's kind of the follow-up to episode number one where we talked about just streaming in general, and we talked some about entertainment, you know, just entertainers and stream, you know, that are currently in the streaming community. And we kind of brought up females last week, so I figured we'd talk a little bit more about it. And then we'll end it off with WCS, of course, since everybody in the freaking crazy world is talking about WCS, and we talked about it last week, but there's more to talk about this week, so that should be fun too. But yeah, so if you guys have any questions, again, post it on the Reddit thread. I'll post the Reddit thread link here, and you know, we'll read off the questions at the end. We'll do some Q&A at the end with you guys, and try to, you know, I'll keep an eye on stream chat too. So if you guys have any questions kind of in real time, we'll try to bring it up. But okay, let's start with the DDoS post that you released earlier this week, Steven. Talk to us a little bit about that, or when you actually started this article, and why did it take you so long to finally release it?
Okay, so I guess for a little bit of backstory, a long time ago, probably about 2 years ago, I had a problem where I would be playing games and my internet would just go out. I have no idea why, it would just go out. I called Cox about it a couple times because it happened like 4 or 5 or 6 times. It was really annoying. Like, it seemed to happen like every time I was about to win a game, like my internet would just go out and I have no idea why. I didn't give much credence to the idea that it was only happening when I was winning games because it just sounds like confirmation bias, and I figured I was just tricking myself into only remembering the worst times it happened. But after this happening on and off for probably about a month, I called Cox. Cox would come out to my house like 3 or 4 times to like do tests on lines and to like rewire, like redo connections, like, you know, cut off cables and redo the connections to make sure everything's solid. Yeah. It finally got to the point to where some 16-year-old Jacob Chasro messaged me on Skype and starts bragging about how, like, I'm DDoSing you, bro, how mad are you, or whatever.
Oh, shit. Okay.
And I was like, okay, whatever. Most people know how it goes from there. I played with him for a while. I got all of his information, and death threats went to his dad and shit. Eventually, he buggered off. But the problem was, so aside from all that whole story, the problem was, it's really, really hard if you don't know anything about any of this to do research on the internet concerning this kind of information, because there's so much conflicting information, and even worse, there's so much conflicting information coming from self-proclaimed qualified people, you know? Like, you can go and you can find information for people who say, like, I'm a network engineer, I work in NetSec, and, like, I have all this experience, and this is the best way to do it, and, like, these people are all giving conflicting information. And so it was really frustrating for me to have to dig through all of that and sort through it. I'm relatively, he's using the term of, what's he, the autistic? I don't know. Like, I don't mind having a bunch of information and sorting through it and testing stuff and looking at it. Like if you've ever watched me play like certain games on my stream, like you'll see, like, I don't mind spending like literally 700 attempts on one thing to get it to where it's perfect. So I ended up doing that with a lot of the information that I came across, you know, testing and working on different stuff, trying to figure out, like, how does a DDoSer get your IP address? How, you know, what are they doing to actually flood your connection? And eventually, without trying to sound too arrogant, I feel like I have a very good grasp on it, top to bottom, in terms of how they get your IP address, how they're able to flood your connection offline, and things that you could do to prevent that from happening. Mm-hmm. And so the motivation behind putting that article out was I wanted to compile all of my untapped ingenuity into one. No, but just to get all the information that I knew to be true, because I've dealt with it and I've tested it and I've applied it in my own life and it works. So I wanted to compile all of that information into one resource because for two reasons. One, because it would be cool, like, if you have these kinds of problems, to be able to go and read one resource that contains all the information that is right. And I'm sorry if that sounds a little arrogant, but I know it's right. Like, I fucking dealt with it for a long time, and I tested it on my own. Like, I know that it's right. And it's field tested, like I said. Like, it's not just like some theoretical, like, I learned this in college and it should work, or I work for some big company that never even has to deal with it and these are our policies. Like, it's like, I had to deal with it, this is what I did to stop it, and there are people that still try to do it to me, so I know it works. So I wanted to have all that compiled in one place. And also, I get a lot of requests from different people. Like, there are people from CLG and TSM. There are other big name people in the StarCraft community, you know, like JP, like all these people that message me, like, hey, what do you do for DDoS stuff? Like, what do you do for DDoS stuff? Like, can you tell me about? And so, like, it's nice to have that guy there. So if somebody like Day9 or Tosis or Obama were to message me on Skype and they were to say, like, hey, like, we're trying to do these, like, White House streams and we keep getting DDoS, what would you do? This is exactly the article that I would send them. Like, there's not anything special or secret or hidden. Like, this is exactly what I tell everybody. And this is exactly what I do myself. So.
Yeah, and, you know, it's something that everybody should know. It's not this one of competitive advantage things, you know, or to keep a secret and stuff like that. I mean, DDoS is obviously a hindrance to everybody that streams. So it's really cool that you released that. And, you know, just to kind of show you guys, I kind of was going through it while you were talking a little bit, but, so what are the tools that people need to even, like, recognize that they are getting DDoSed?
There's a lot of people, and I don't want to call anybody out in particular, but the Leakpedia, I know, like, there's a Leakpedia DDoS guide, and there are some people that say, like, well, you can try to ping websites to see if your internet connection is lagging and stuff. Yeah. But to be honest, like, there's no, it's impossible to tell if you're being DDoSed unless you have a good router that will actually give you logs of the traffic, which I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure most of, like, the really cheap $30 or $40 Linksys or Netgear or whatever routers won't give you that kind of detailed information. There's the only real way to get it is to have a router that logs super detailed information, and then you go and you read the logs and you see, like, you've got, like, 6,000 requests that come out of nowhere. Like, you're all of a sudden, like, just bam, you have this huge influx of traffic, like, into your IPs for no reason.
Yeah.
But other than that, you kind of have to go by, I hate to say common sense, because it's easy to be paranoid, but, like, if you've got somebody threatening in a game, like, I'm about to kick you offline, blah, 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 and then, like, it happens, then obviously, you know, like, oh, well,
yeah,
crap,
yeah,
you know, this guy's probably...
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you have problems with your internet getting shut down every, like, so often, and it only happens from 90 seconds, or from 60 to 90 seconds, and it's always, like, that period of time, that can be kind of a hint that somebody's DDoSing you, because most of the botnets that you can rent will only sustain an attack between 60 to 90 seconds, you know. It's a little bit of guesswork. You kind of have to be on your toes to figure out if somebody's actually doing it. It's not one of those things where you can just open up the command prompt and ping Google and say, hey, I'm lagging a little bit. I must be getting DDoSed. It's not really a reliable way to tell for sure.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I mean, you know, again, I was just kind of going through it, and, you know, you can see just, you know, Steven goes through it pretty in detail, and at the end of it, he even goes through, like, a step-by-step guide, which I kind of went through it with Steven the other night, and, you know, it's really nice. Has, obviously, as you saw, pics and flowcharts. I didn't even see the flowcharts, dude, until now. I actually looked at the flowcharts. See, I read the guides, never clicked on the flowcharts until now, but, yeah, so a lot of work, you know, I put into it, so really, really... cool, and hopefully the community appreciates that. But yeah, DDoSers, man, pain in the butt sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, this the solution that he gives too, really cheap. You know, Amazon's obviously one of the EC2 is one of the things used in it. Here, let me show you real quick. And you know, that I think has a what's the limit? It's free up until what's.
It's free for 1 year, 12
oh,
months,
1 year.
Or
okay,
yeah, which is pretty much that's like an infinite amount of time in the internet world, right?
Yeah, sure.
I'm hoping that the pricing changes or whatever on it, such that they'll extend the freeness of it afterwards. It's not guaranteed, but even if it's not, it's so cheap compared to anything else, and the reliability of it is so much better than most VPNs or VPSs. It's a freaking Amazon cloud server, you know. It's not going to get DDoSed offline as easy as, you know, hide my ass, you know, SOX5 proxy bullshit. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Sorry. But I think that this is a much more reliable way to go about it than to use, like, those... They feel kind of shifty, all those other, like, proxy providers. Like, I don't know. I really like going through Amazon instead. It's also capped on the amount of data you can go through Skype, which I think is like 750 gigabytes per month, megabytes per month.
That's what I saw.
Whatever it is, it's so high that you'll never hit that on Skype, unless you're transferring like a lot of files. People, you shouldn't be doing that on Skype anyway. But.
I mean, if anything, it's going to be cheap regardless, because I mean, the only thing you're using it for is really tunneling, right? So it's very, very cheap. I mean, at the most, what, $5 a month or something like that, which if any of you guys have been DDoS, you guys definitely know that it's worth $5 a month for sure.
Definitely, definitely. Can I take a question in chat real fast?
Yeah,
this guy's asking
a
few times. So he keeps asking, is it possible for a DDoS attack to damage your router? Theoretically, no. The only way that you can actually damage something is by changing the software on it to something that is either malicious or that, you know, won't work with your hardware. Mm-hmm. If you're DDoSing, you're pretty much just flooding something until it can no longer handle connections that you want it to handle. The idea, like, you can go read, it gets a lot more complicated than that. But more or less, like, here's like a really dumbed down layman's version of it. And like I said, you can get more complicated explanations. But an idea is the DDoSing, they spoof an IP address, which means they fake one, and then they send you a whole bunch of requests to your router that it never responds to. So your router is like trying to have conversations with a whole bunch of people that don't exist, and then it gets to the point to where it can't communicate with the people that you actually want it to communicate with, like a website you're trying to access, or if you're trying to stream or talk on Skype or whatever. That kind of stuff can never damage your router, unless your router is buried under a whole bunch of carpets and it overheats or something. Like, there's really no way to damage a router unless they actually like hack into the router somehow. But that's way, way, way above and beyond what just a DDoS is. It would require somebody who's much, much smarter with exploiting software than the typical 14-year-old idiot that just, you know, pays $15 an attacker and a month or whatever for.
Right. No, got it. Okay. Well, I don't know if there's anything too much more. I mean, you guys have any questions right now? I mean, I will take any questions in stream chat or Reddit regarding DDoS, because I recommend just going through the guide, because again, like, I kind of went through it with Steven the other night, and there was you know, a little here and there tweaks that you probably had to make, but you know, but besides that, it was pretty much almost a for dummies guide, so it's hard to mess up.
Yeah, the goal on setting it up was so that the even like your grandma, maybe not your grandma, but like your mom or your dad could just like read through the guide and just click and follow, and it should be relatively easy to follow. You don't have to know anything to get set up to what I have. Like, you don't have to know a single thing, just follow the guide. But if you want to know, like, I included all the information in the pages before, which I think everybody should read, because it's good to know more about the shit that you work with, in my opinion.
Yeah, definitely. Why do most people DDoS if they do? Well, just to fuck with people. Why else would you do it? Okay. Well, all right. Let's move on to the next topic. Next topic is female streamers. And this topic kind of came up last week when we were... I don't know how it came up last week. We didn't even talk about streaming last week, did we?
I think it had to do with... I don't know. Yeah, actually, I don't remember. Marketing yourself? Somebody in chat probably brought it up.
Yeah, probably. But so let's talk about female streamers, and maybe from the standpoint or the frame of kind of how we talked about, you know, Maximus and those guys from episode one.
Sure.
So let's talk about females. You know, a lot of, you know, one of the comments even in Reddit was that, let me just read it. Here it is. Where is it? Oh, it actually got deleted. Oh, no, did it
get
deleted?
What did?
Oh, I thought there was a comment here that was pretty good, but I can't find it now. Anyways, the comment had something to do with, you know, females getting more viewers than their skill or entertainment deserves. And, you know, let's just start out with that statement and talking about that. What are your thoughts on, you know, just females getting a lot of viewers when they might not be that great at a certain game like LoL or StarCraft 2?
Yeah, okay, so here's the problem. People, and there are people who are going to deny this after the show, and, you know, people who aren't going to listen to me, whatever, I don't give a fuck. This is how it works, okay? This is how it works, whether you like it or not. People will watch people that entertain them. They won't necessarily watch people because they're good. It's really simple. It should be really common sense. It's really easy to understand. Like, that's how it works. It's how it's always going to work, and nothing will ever change that, ever. And the people that get online and flame and go crazy about it, like, because they can't reconcile, like, how the real world works with how they think in their mind everything works, are usually the people that are complaining about, like, why is Illusion a pro team, or, you know, why blah, 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 blah. Like, it's marketing moves. Like, it's, if you are in the streaming industry right now, the most common thing to see is like a white younger man. It's more or less. I guess you can also see younger Korean or Asian. I guess Asian men, because they're not all Korean, which is kind of common too. So anything that falls outside of that is kind of a novelty. If you're a female, that makes you a huge minority in this market, which is interesting. Like in a market that's dominated by 95% men, or like the viewership is probably somewhere between 90% to 95% men. Maybe not on all streams, but I imagine for the most part on game streams, it's pretty close to that. Like being a female is a huge attribute. To not take advantage of that would be kind of dumb, in my opinion. I understand that there are some girls that want to stream and they only want viewers because of their skill or whatever, and that's fine. Like, if you want to go that route, that's fine. But there are also a lot of girls that stream and they have, like, the webcams, and they probably wear shirts that are a bit on the low-cut side.
Yep.
Like, it's marketing. Like, if you can get... If somebody were to tell you, hey, like, if you wear a low-cut shirt, you can get twice as many viewers that way, why wouldn't you do it? Like, there's absolutely no reason not to. There's not, like, at the end of the year, you don't get, like, a moral or ethics check cut to you from the United States federal government or something. Yeah. There's no reason. If you can pull in a whole bunch more viewers by abusing the fact that you're female, or, like, Debo does when he's black, or Afromu, because he's black, or you know, like, if you can play to those little niches that you own in your personality, why wouldn't you use that as much as you can to your own advantage?
Yep. No, I agree with that. It's kind of funny, because people have these certain standards or ways of thinking that people, you know, like when it comes to viewership, you know, people are getting a certain amount of viewership, right? And, you know, obviously a lot of gamers, or at least hardcore gamers, they have this vision of the streamers or high amounts of stream viewership coming with skill level, right? And, you know, an extreme would be like seeing one of those Korean players. Like, we talked about this, right? The uh-huh. Some of the Korean StarCraft 2 players, all they do is stream. You don't even see a cam sometimes. I mean, it's just literally just them playing. And, uh-huh. you know, some of them will get 1,000, 2,000. And, you know, we talked about how, like, it could be so much more, right, if they did more.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, definitely.
And it's along that lines of thinking. You know, a lot of people, like, think that way. Like, you have to be, you know, you have to be good at a game for you to deem, you know, have the right to get like a large amount of viewership, and that's just completely wrong. I mean,
one of those things. Like, this sounds so libertarian capitalist, but the amount of viewers you get is the amount of viewers you should have.
Yep.
That's it. There's not like, once you hit this plateau in skill, you're automatically entitled to 1,000 or 2,000 or 10,000 viewers. It doesn't work like that, and it will never work like that. People need to understand that. It's really, really annoying every time different posts come up with there was some girl who recently got recruited to, it was a Korean chick. What was the team?
Oh, which one? Oh, you're talking about Prime, right?
Yeah. Was her name? Is her name?
What's her name, guys? It's
Barbie.
Barbie Prime.
People
were
freaking out, like, there are so many people who deserve blah, 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 blah.
Yeah,
blah. And it's like, what do you mean by deserve? Like, if they're just a guy, they're not going to bring in as many viewers as a girl will. Is she being recruited just because she's a girl? Yeah, don't say anything different. Obviously, she's being recruited because she's a girl. But there's not, like, anything inherently wrong with that. Like, it's a marketing move. It's how things work, you know?
Yeah. It's just a different role. You know, they have a different role on the team. I mean, I think the fact that female, you know, pro gamers, you can call them pro gamers, I mean, they get picked up by the team, people think that they're taking a spot for another person.
That's really annoying. That's really, not true at all.
So
there are so many people that complain about that, like Eve or all these girls, Aluge or Flo, like, well, they're taking a spot that another guy could get on Blood, who's like a grandmaster player. Like, dude, they wouldn't give you that spot. You're a no name and nobody would want you or care about you. Like, this is a girl and she's relatively attractive. More people are going to tune in. Like, it's just a numbers game at the end. It's not a fairness game. When sponsors go to a team, like, they don't say, like, can you tell me what the average, like, skill level of your roster is? Oh, wow. No, they're like, how many views do you get on your webpage? How many views do they get when they're streaming? How many followers do they have on Twitter? Like, those are the numbers that they care about. It's just a numbers game at the end. The freaking sponsors don't care if you're, you know, grandmaster or masters. Like, ugh.
Yeah, I mean, people don't talk about, too, like, why teams pick up females. I don't even know if teams sometimes that pick up females even talk about it. But, you know, female pro gamers or gamers, they definitely have, I think their value is most efficient streaming versus, like, being sent to all the events and stuff. Because, you know, a lot of people talk about, they never make it on stage. They never make it far. And you're absolutely right. That's true. Yeah. So maybe the expense
that comes
paying
down to that comes down a little bit, though, to, like, what we were talking about in terms of how you market yourself.
Yeah.
Because, sending girls to tournaments, it can be kind of silly sometimes because, I mean, it depends on how good they are. I mean, like, if they want to compete, that's fine. The only problem is you just can't bullshit as a team, because I know some teams do that. Without recruit, like, a girl, and I'm not going to name names of guys, so they'll recruit a girl, and they're like, well, we recruited her because she's actually really good. Like, when you start doing that, then I can see a lot of people getting mad. It's like, bullshit. Like, she's not that good. Like, that's kind of what, like, that, like, Slayers ran into that for a while. Like, oh, well, we're recruiting Eve, not because she's a girl, but because she's really good. And it's like, like, come on, like, be a little bit real here. There's like 50 billion people that are better than her. You're only recruiting because she's a girl. We know that. But like, it's not a bad thing. Just don't lie about it, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And people are saying Scarlett is really good in this girl. I mean, Scarlett's just really good, period. You know, like,
yeah.
You know, she was a player, obviously. You know, people looked at her as a player before, you know, the whole female angle, like, for a long time, right? So, and it's different. Obviously, we all know why it's different. It's different. It's a different scenario, too.
Scarlett is probably one of the only legitimately really good female players. And then aside from the whole, you know, there's all the people that are going to rage over or whatever, but
right.
The whole transsexuality or whatnot. But
yeah.
Regardless of that aside, like, she's a legitimately good player. You could pick her up though. That's kind of like the holy grail is when you run into an extreme minority that also performs really well.
Yes.
That kind of combination is lethal in terms of marketing, because then you hit both sides of the coin, you know?
Yeah, you have like crazy amounts of storylines. Amounts of storylines. Yeah, so yeah. It's funny. So obviously there's a lot of female games. I mean, they're not a lot, but they're you know, there are a decent number of female streamers right now. And, you know, I pulled up a website. A lot of the female streamers just happen to be playing LoL right now for obvious reasons, since LoL's so popular. But, God, where's that article? I had this article with the top streamers. I'll bring it up later. But, you know, some of them don't get that much viewership, right? So this obviously isn't a constant. Like, just being a cute girl. Oh, okay, let me ask you this. All right, so just being a cute girl and playing League, how many viewers you get?
You think? Me?
I mean, in general. How many viewers you think you were a cute girl and just streaming League, man. You know?
I don't know. Not many. Here's how it works. There are, when you go to school and you learn how to write an essay, an English paper, if you have a good professor, one of the things they always tell you is the opening paragraph can be the most important paragraph. Not because it has the most content, but that's because that's where you can get your hook sometimes, you know? Like,
yep.
You want to catch somebody's attention in the first paragraph. Being a female or a girl or a woman, whatever you want to phrase it as, helps you get your foot in the door more so than anything else. But just being a girl isn't enough, because if you're not entertaining to watch after that, people will eventually turn off. You know, you have to be... being a girl is really good in getting you noticed and getting your foot in the door, but it's not enough to carry you the entire time. You know, if you're really boring and you just sit there and play and you don't do anything or talk, like, being a girl is only going to get a lot of people to turn your stream off, but the turnover is going to be really high. They're going to shut it off immediately after, and they're like, oh, okay, whatever.
All right, whose stream do you watch that's a girl? Come on.
How am I supposed to answer that? The only one that I watch.
But
the Corrin is pretty good. The SSN Sprite, I think, is her Twitch name.
The SSN Sprite.
Or Spite, not Sprite. Fuck.
Who? Oh, Corrin.
SSN Sprite.
Miss Spite.
Sorry.
Yeah, she's a good player. She's definitely a good player.
That Nicole stream gets linked a lot because she wears incredibly suggestive clothing for the League streams. But she's kind of boring to watch, but she still gets a lot of viewers, but that has to do with provocative
elements.
Right?
Nicole just plays, so... what about Tara's? Come on, Steven. What about Tara?
Not too often. That's just not my style, but... I mean, she streams sometimes, right? I don't watch.
Yeah, Tara streams all the time.
Pooksie streams quite a bit, but she's got a lot of different things going for it. The fact that she's, you know, boy and all that.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, Pooksie's got her own notoriety. Besides that,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you know, I just try to catch from time to time, like at night. I mean, whether it's like, you know, whether it's you know, I've caught Lauren's, you know, NASL Lauren. I've caught hers a few times. Hers is actually, you know, one thing I have to point out about Lauren's is that, you know, she's the complete opposite. She's terrible at StarCraft 2, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody can agree with that. She just got, like, silver the other night. But the thing is, like, she's overly entertaining the other way. You know, she does
she's, like a really cute, you know, like, with the whole, like, she doesn't understand and she knows, and you see her trying to learn and whatnot. So, I mean, like, she has that.
Well, she does there's
not really any. There's
too,
not really any like good female streamers. That's the problem. Yeah, when I say good, I don't mean like talented. I mean like somebody that actually sits down and puts a lot of effort into like building a stream or whatnot. Like I said, just being a female isn't going to make you like a successful streamer. Like I said, like of all the ones that I know, Corinne is probably the only one that comes close to like actually putting a lot of time streaming and like making the page look nice. There are a lot of female streamers that just don't stream very much, you know. And no matter, like I said, no matter what you look like, no matter how cute or pretty or whatever, like if you only stream like once in a blue moon, like people aren't going to stick around and watch you that much, you know.
Yeah,
Megumi streams a lot too.
Megumi does.
Megumi streams a lot.
Yeah,
or at least she did at one point in time. I don't know if she does anymore.
Yeah, she does. She's been jumping from game to game, but she's kind of back on StarCraft again, which I feel like she's. I think she had the most success streaming StarCraft. I guess because she's probably the best. That's probably the game that she was best at. So.
And that's where her fan base originates from, too. So.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So, yeah, she's good. How much of it do you think it has to do with just how skilled they are at the game? Because, obviously, Corinne, you know, Miss Spite is, you know, she's a master level player. Megumi's a master level player. Caitlyn, if you guys know Caitlyn, too, she draws a lot of viewers. And she's a master level player too. So
skill is almost entirely irrelevant unless you're top tier or very close to it. I probably got there were probably some people that turned on and watched my stream because at one point in time I was actually really good. Like I could beat pretty good Koreans.
Yeah.
You know, like when I was thinking like Boxer and Ace in that GeForce tournament.
Yep, yep.
But other than like that period of time, that very small period of time, everybody just watched me because I was pretty good and because I was entertaining and they liked my music and my stream quality, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So I imagine it's the exact same for girls. In League of Legends, being a plat level or even a low diamond girl player isn't going to get you more views because you're good. In StarCraft 2, being a platinum league, diamond, or even low masters player probably isn't going to get you that many views unless you're good. But if you could get to like the top, like a legitimate GM, like female player, and not GM because Rainbow plays your account all the time. All right, I'm just kidding. Like, no, I'm sorry.
Come on, dude.
No, whoa. Who said
she's
that?
She's good. She's good.
Oh my god,
dude.
I can't
believe yeah, that dude. Just came
up.
She
oh
is
god.
Actually good. So
No. But like, if you're like legitimately like a really, really good female, that could be good for getting a lot of views too, because of the novelty of it, you know? But for the most part, like, as long as you're really entertaining and you don't play, like, obnoxious K-pop or Justin Bieber music or something, like, I think you're okay.
Yeah, yeah. I've always wondered that because, you know, somebody that's been on one of my shows and just a friend, too, is Livin' Pink, right, Jen? And, mm-hmm. You know, one of the things that we talk about sometimes is kind of her extreme motivation to get to Masters. Like, she has this, like, goal of getting to Masters because that's, like, some promised land, you know, that like, once she gets there, then all of a sudden, I guess, some snowball will be generated and it'll just, you know, floodgates will open or something. And, you know, I was trying to tell her that, you know, there's...
That's kind of the right idea, but it's not Masters where that happens. It would have to be, like, top 50 GM or even GM. Like, maybe things would change a lot. GM, I think, would change a lot because there's very, very few. There's probably less than 5 legitimately Grandmasters females that I've ever heard of before. Less than 5, probably less than 2.
Well, but that's the thing. It's like, but that's along the same lines of thinking that we were talking, like I was talking about originally, which is like you have to be good at the game. I feel like that's not necessary. I feel like you can be very entertaining without, you know, because the game just happens to be the kind of frame of what your stream's about. Like it's just like the subject matter, right? That everybody kind of congregates around. But it doesn't have to be the game, you know. Like you could, you know, some people switch up games, right? Some people would play like Let's Plays and that sort of thing, or some people just, you know, do more like Lauren, for instance. She does these like love lines things or something like that, where she's like giving, you know, love information to gamers and that sort of thing. I mean,
yeah,
they can do
their own
that sort of thing, right? I mean, it's like, why does it have to be like? Why do they have to be good? Like, you don't have to be good.
Yeah, you don't have to be. But, I mean, being good would be really nice. Like, there's a pot of gold. Like,
yeah,
I've always said there's a pot
so
of gold waiting at the end of the rainbow for a girl or some kind of, you know, or probably, like, a girl that would actually, like, take it really seriously and play a lot and try to get really good. The marketability of that would be absolutely amazing, you know?
No, I know that, but it's just, like, what's harder? Getting to GM in StarCraft 2 or coming up with some different angle, you know, with your stream to attract people?
I would say both are pretty damn hard.
Really?
I guess probably
Gosh.
Coming up with an interesting angle would probably be a little bit harder, yeah.
Really? Gosh, I actually think the opposite. I feel like, you know...
Well, the way that I think of that is I just kind of common sense it. Like, there are 200 GM players in North America. How many entertaining North American streams are there?
Okay, that's fair. That's definitely fair.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Well, I mean, there's yeah. That's a good point. Yeah, that's kind of that'd be interesting to see. Yeah, that's a good point. I can't really refute that because or I don't have a rebuttal for that. So
yeah.
Any other
it's
girls?
It's really hard to be original. I don't know, in my opinion. But.
Yeah. You know, look at Mia. Let's talk about Mia real quick. All right. Have you been? Oh, you have to bring up Mia. Okay, come on. All right. So
okay.
I haven't been on her stream for ages. Have you been on her stream in a while?
No.
Okay. All right. So, like, I would say Mia is probably one of the most popular. You know, just from a notoriety standpoint. Yeah, I don't think her numbers reflect that at all.
I mean, it did initially, but again, she suffers from the same problems that a lot of others. She doesn't really stream that often, and when she does stream, it's not really that entertaining, in my opinion.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's true. Who's the most entertaining one? Most entertaining girl that you know of?
They're not really that entertaining. It's really probably Lauren's is probably the most entertaining I've seen, but she doesn't stream that much. I remember when she was doing that Love Line thing; it was really entertaining in chat. It was pretty funny.
Lauren's.
This sounds kind of mean to say, but Corrin's. this is, you know what, I don't feel bad saying this because a lot of people do it with me, but Corrin's can be really fun to watch when she's mad, when she's like raging and stuff.
Oh,
and
yeah, 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 yeah.
And saying stuff.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, I do that. I know there are people that watch me for that.
but, of course. People
I
love
know.
Watching
yeah, yeah,
ragers,
yeah.
Man. Come on.
But I mean, other than that, I don't know. There's not really, like I said, I haven't seen like a big push from women to try to make like a really entertaining stream. It just hasn't really happened.
No, I agree. I wish it's just one of those things where I think just playing is pretty easy to do. You know, I'd really like to see somebody that, I mean, it'd be awesome to see like Corrin, for instance. I know she's a musician too. I mean, she's an artist and all that stuff too. She could do that kind of stuff on it. Like,
Cats, you know, does that on stream.
Yeah, Cats does that like claymation stuff, you know, or making, when he's making the Root logo and all that stuff. I mean, it's like, why can't, you know, I don't see any of that too, and that would just be like multiplicatively larger than I think now. And
Hafu might be a really good streamer, but she streams World of Warcraft. She's like one of the most popular female streamers, but I don't know anything about her stream. So
yeah, I've seen it a few times. It's, you know, it's definitely a WoW stream, and you know, if you're into WoW, for, you know, she's pretty entertaining though, I have to say. Okay, let's see what else other people have to say.
Oh, apparently she plays League of Legends now. Never mind, sorry.
Oh, does she?
I haven't seen her stream. I don't think I've ever seen her stream before. I might have turned it on once, but I haven't seen it enough to have like a good opinion of it. I don't have a bad opinion, I just have no opinion of it.
Yeah, I see. Ro doesn't stream, actually. Ro mostly makes YouTube videos, I think. But, alright, this dude keeps asking me, I'm just going to answer, are you GM?
Dude, you just ban that guy from the chat. Why would you give him... Now you just, like, gave him enough fuel to ask that GM question for, like, the next 2 years.
That's all right.
Oh, my God.
At least he'll be coming back to watch. But...
I thought Alush was really cool. She had the ability to do it. But one of the things is... this sounds sexist as fuck, but it's not really, because it applies equally to men, in that, like, a lot of people don't realize how hard it is to become, like, really good at a game. Like, if you want to get GM and you're not somebody that plays, like, a lot of StarCraft, like, it's not something where you can just play, like, an hour a day and be Grandmasters. Like, it takes, you know, as much as we joke about how bad NA GM is, like, everybody that's there is quite a bit better than, like, the average Diamond League player or whatnot. And sometimes I feel like a lot of the girls that I've talked to or watched play, that's a really frustrating part, where the amount of time that you have to sink in to actually hit that GM level is a lot greater than a lot of people realize.
Well, that's why I was pointing out the example of, that's why I think it's easier to be entertaining, you know, like to create a more entertaining stream versus being a good player and making a stream like that, because you know how many hours it takes to get to GM. I mean,
yeah, dude. You know how many hours
hundreds
it takes to be as awesome as me, though? Man, that's a lot of work.
Exactly, right? Exactly.
No, I'm just kidding.
So, dude, and some people, it doesn't take any amount of time just to be entertaining, right? Jeez, so... I don't know. I can't... I don't have a rebuttal for it, but... but yeah, that would be awesome. If we could just... If we could find somebody... The day we have a female streamer that's, like, getting 10,000 or 15,000 in StarCraft, oh, that would be a crazy day.
It's possible. Can you imagine? Like, could you imagine a female streamer that's as good as Stefano and like rages like Indra or whatever? Like, that would be a 15,000 viewer stream every time. Every time it would be.
Dude, that should be more. In theory, it should be more because Idra or Stefano. Like, if Stefano was a rager, he'd get 15,000 too.
Yeah. That kind of stuff would transcend. That would even transcend the game because there are people that play LOL or World of Warcraft or whatever. Be like, dude, look at this female streamer. It's hilarious. Like, she's really good, but when she loses, she rages so much, and you know, fuck, you know.
Like what kind of rage? Smashing your keyboard rage kind of thing?
Well, maybe not that extreme, but...
Cursing out your opponent kind of stream. Okay. All right. Let's, anything else left? I can't see Smash exactly. Yeah, Caitlyn's top 10 masters. That's true. Have you ever seen Caitlyn play?
Is she blonde?
Yeah. Yeah.
Long blonde hair... I think I've seen it once, but I think she was really mad when I turned it on, and then I felt really awkward.
What?
She seemed like really
mad.
She
was mad at you, or I thought you liked.
No, like whatever game she was playing, she was like really angry. And like when I see people and I come to their stream, they're like really mad at the game. Like I just feel like awkward as fuck.
Yeah.
So I left after that. I could be wrong. I don't know.
I don't see her rage very much though. But yeah, she's really really good. And I remember when Caitlyn was like. Silver player or a gold player, so it's kind of cool to finally see her that you know be top 10 masters now. It's good progress, just proves that you know you can get up there. All right, I guess that's it for this subject. Unless you can talk, you think of anything else, anything, any other good examples of
nope.
Topics like revolving around?
Oh, shoot, hey, your show just shut down for a sec.
Did it?
Did your obs crash?
No. No, it didn't crash. I don't know. It's just... Is it still down?
I think so.
Let me see. Should be up again, but... Maybe
try
not.
Restarting it?
Yeah. Should I restart? Okay, let me restart it.
What's that?
Great.
Huh? Oh.
Of course, right?
I mean, I don't think you're getting DDoSed. I would hear...
I don't think
your,
so either.
Your voice would be
yeah,
getting...
Yeah, it's, I don't think so either, but...
Oh, it's saying live. Are we back on?
Shit, we back?
It says live in the top right, but it's not.
Mm-mm.
Oh, there we go. All right, you're good.
We back? Okay. Well, that was weird. I don't know what that was, but everybody's calling it DDoS. I actually don't think it was, but our boy. I think he would have gone robot right on me.
You would have gone robot. We would have
exactly.
So all right.
Something else.
What else do we have left?
Really all right. Let's do WCS. Let's go. Let's talk about WCS.
What a shitstorm,
dude.
Oh my god.
I spent most of yesterday just being so.
What happened, dude?
Frustrated about it. Just because I care so much about fucking the StarCraft, you know, StarCraft and StarCraft esports and stuff. Even though
I wanted to switch back to StarCraft, man. I was ready for WCS, and I've been smurfing on my other account. I got to GM in Europe.
Oh, my God.
I was just about ready to start streaming it again, and then all of a sudden, the WCS is like a shitstorm, man. It's disgusting.
Yeah, you got that invitation for the Premier League in your mail there.
No, I didn't get the invitation. Joe Hong Ching Chung or whatever got all the invitations.
Oh my fucking god.
No offense to your ancestors.
No offense to my race. Oh god. All right, so for those who don't know, they announced, they announced who the participants would be in each of the regions for WCS, and just to give you an idea, you can kind of see. Actually, these are the top 24. Sorry, there was a list of the Koreans and that were participating in NA and EU yesterday. And
dude, if they let the Koreans in, what's the difference between this and the rest of the tournament? It's like, what's the difference?
What's the difference?
Yeah, what's the difference between WCS NA and the last MLG?
The difference is there's less tournaments now because of this. So
this is so dumb.
It's even worse. At least, you know, in right now what we know of is that there's less tournaments, right? I'm sure there'll be more dates, you know, more non-WCS. It's kind of weird. There's like non-WCS events that will still give out some WCS points. I don't even understand that. So, but there'll probably be some more tournaments, but I think overall, though, there's going to be less. And that was supposed to be a good thing to kind of, like, you know...
It's okay, but they need a residency requirement. If there's no residency requirement, then this is dumb, I think.
Yeah, I mean, a residency requirement... So, we should talk about that, because I thought for a while that should be, you know, that would be a good thing, just residency requirement, just because there would be less because of it, and... But the thing is like, in theory, that, like, from a philosophical, theoretical standpoint, it's still a bad thing.
What? Because, a residency requirement?
Yeah, because, you know, teams will still set up infrastructure in, like, NA or...
No, they won't. Why would anybody set up anything in NA now? There's no point. Koreans are still just going to be running around winning all the tournaments.
No, I'm talking Korean teams will do it anyways.
I don't, like, want...
even if you had residency.
Oh, if you had residency?
Yeah.
Well, but then at least they would have to, like, live in NA.
Yeah, I mean, they'd have to be committed, like, more committed to it, but still, it still allows the possibility of the same thing happening. By the way, guys, what we're talking about is that 20 Korean, like, basically 20 Korean players, or 21 Korean players, were set to play in WCS NA, and, you know, a lot of them are top Korean players. And, like, six, I think, were you know, signed up for WCS EU. The rest of them in WCS Korea, but 20, you know, obviously NA got the majority of them. And, yeah, so I just think that the other teams, you know, whether they're NA-based or not, I mean, a lot of the Korean players that are coming over here, their teams are NA-based, right? EG and Axiom and Quantic and those guys, right? So in some ways it makes sense for them, but, dude, I could see some of the other teams, like, you know, LGIM I'm just having brain fart. Some of the other Korean team is basically, you know,
like Startale. I think that they should just
here, you know, it's like
they should just make the money a little bit higher for the WCS KR then, and then they can stay over there and compete for that.
I mean, that's one way of doing it, but I don't know. I just don't know. I think the first step would have been residency. I mean, that would have been fine, but it's just crazy because I think from the standpoint of fostering all this stuff, the WCS last year was better. Like the national thing. Like at
it's
least
just,
you can
we don't know
citizenship.
How we don't know that it was better because the WCS NA finals was set up so horribly.
It's
it, like
happened
the same time as MLG, so like it didn't get any coverage at all, and it kind of got super shafted. But
yeah, but look at Canada. Canada was better. I mean, come on.
Yeah,
Canada
yeah,
got
yeah.
Its own event. It was great, and you know, it helped all those players. Those players won prize money too. I mean, they won a good chunk of change.
How many Combat X played in that one? Didn't he?
No, he played in WCG or WCG, I believe.
Oh, it's WCG, not WCS.
Yeah,
sorry,
yeah. Didn't play WCS, but yeah. So you know, they got a good chunk of change, and it's, you know, and then the payout. The payout's another thing. So did you see the payout for the regionals? It's
nope.
First place is like 35,000, second place is 15,000, and it goes all the way down to like 300 for like 26th to 32nd or something like that. So the bottom end is 300, and it's a pretty crazy distribution. I would have liked to have seen less on top and more, you know, like a little bit more paid out in the bottom. And, you know, the reason for it is that, you know, we need to support more players, right? And, you know, we're not going to see a lot of these foreigners, especially in NA, you know, finishing super high. There'll be some, you know, there'll be a few that are already kind of relevant players. But
if
we're not
super
see...
high, you mean like round of 16, then yeah.
I'm talking round of 8, okay? Round of 8. Right, but you know, at least of those guys at the bottom, you know, if they make like 1,000 or you know something like that in a tournament, that's way more than they make right now for sure. You know, shit, some of these guys are lucky to make, you know, a couple.
Wait,
thousand.
Wait, people are saying that is false, said by Blizzard.
What
in chat?
Oh, they're
price.
Modifying it. They are modifying.
Yes,
it.
ESFI was wrong. Oh shoot.
Oh, sorry. They are modifying it. I remember. Yeah, I saw that Kevin was saying that something's coming out soon. That's going to have a completely,
you know what?
Different...
We, that's another thing that we can complain about, too, is that Blizzard has done a terrible job at handling the information with this. Like, they went and made a big announcement, and then, like, they didn't follow up on anything or give us any concrete anything. Like, there are so many questions, and no one, not even, like, the team owners or anybody has been informed about anything that's going on. That's really frustrating,
well,
too, you know?
You know, it's like, I know some back information about all that stuff. I can't really talk about it, but... The thing is there are a lot of different things going on at the same time, and let's just say some of those things, some parties in those things were on a different kind of schedule than the others, and it kind of put Blizzard in a bad situation. So the lack of information, that was really tough. I mean, they could have pushed this all back, honestly, just given kind of some of the stuff I know, but they decided not to push it back, so that's kind of why we're in this kind of crazy situation with misinformation and stuff like that. But yeah. It's all I'm trying to say is that some of the things that people don't know all their information there.
But part of the reason for these things too is that Blizzard didn't consult a whole bunch of teams and whatnot before ever going to make this big announcement. Like a lot of that stuff that's being befuddled on the back end could have been prevented if they would have been talking to people a long time before they actually made their big announcement in the first place. I think all of it could have been sorted out with better communication on Blizzard's end.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just surprised they didn't talk to more teams and players. Yeah. You know, just given that the players are going to have to be choosing regions, I mean, I would think they would have talked to them. You know, just to get a sense of who would be going where and that sort of thing, right? And maybe what plans that people might make because of these situations. Like, will these foreign teams actually build houses in the NA if they're allowed to do that? And is that good for StarCraft II overall, you know? And I'll be upfront too. Like, I'll be just honest with just yesterday too being so frustrating is that, I mean, it was nice and it was kind of frustrating because, like, for me, it's like, I've been saying this stuff forever, you know what I mean? And, you know, I'll give Paulo his credit too. Paulo's been saying the same thing forever too. Like, me and Katz been on the same page for a long time now, right? And, you know, it's just a little frustrating on my part that it just, you know, it takes, like, some prominent figures to finally say the same thing, you know, before people actually finally are, like, talking about it. And you know, just the whole fostering NA and that sort of thing. I mean, you know, again, Katz, he's been talking about it for a long time, too. Just never, you know, posted, like, you know, on this kind of scale. But, like, you know, TB's finally, you know, saying the same thing, too. And I remember when John was on my show, TB was on my show, and, like, I was pointing that out. And you know, he kind of, like, he agreed with it, too. Like, when we were... But I could tell, like, maybe he hadn't been thinking about it too much, you know, just given that he's, you know, he didn't own a team for very long, and, you know, he's more of a WCSEU, I don't know, he might be more on that. He's not necessarily a WCS kind of NA kind of guy, or an NA type of person necessarily. So, you know, he's talking about it now too, so, you know, obviously a lot of people are listening, and it's great, you know, dude, don't get me wrong, I'm happy that everybody's finally talking about it, but it's just, like, so frustrating when it's like, dude, you guys should have been listening a long time ago.
I was kind of hinting at the beginning was like, if they're going to do this WCS thing, there has to be some kind of difference between now and what the situation was before, because it's gearing up to look exactly the same as it was before anyway, so what was the point of ever doing this, you know?
Yeah, and I'm just say it again, like, I just feel like it takes some investment into fostering NA, but there's such a huge prize at the end of that. Instead of just continuing to foster or try to get back to the Brood War days with what we have now, I mean, that's just capped. It's completely capped, guys. Like, we can only do so much with Korean champions and players, especially on, you know, NA soil, too. There's only so much we can do. It doesn't matter how interesting they are. There's just some sponsors that won't buy into that. So, sometimes I just get so exasperated thinking of it, because it's just, oh, I just wish people could see it better. And I don't blame the teams for bringing their players over here, because, like, you know, Axiom, EG, and all those guys, they're playing whatever the rules are. You know, it's up to the rule setter to really guide some of this. And, you know, you give the rules, and of course they're going to bring their players here because they want to brand their teams more. I mean, that's fine. You know, that's the smart thing to do for them. So you can't blame the teams for them. You can't really blame the players either. I mean, the only thing that you can say is that, you know, Blizzard is allowing this to happen, and, you know, and they want to kind of build, you know, kind of get StarCraft, like, kind of build it back up to try to get it back to maybe even the Brood War days by having Koreans, you know, kind of win all the money again. I mean, they're just going to win all the money, you know? So it's...
Hopefully, yeah.
Hopefully.
And it's even okay. Okay if it happens on, like, the international level, just not at the regional level, you know?
Yeah, I mean, make the world championship, like, a large amount of money, but don't make the regional, I don't know, the regional prizes, I don't know, it's just so top heavy, I guess.
That
would be nice. I mean, you know, Riot pays salaries at least, right? I mean, if you're in you know, if you're in the LCS, you get a base salary, so you're guaranteed to have money that you probably wouldn't have had otherwise, you know, from competitions and stuff like that, finishing terribly, you know. So that's at least guaranteed, and that guaranteed money is important to build infrastructure, build this kind of life, you know, for people here in NA to commit to gaming. We've talked about like going full-time gaming, and people don't actually like, quite under, you know, really talk about the details of that. You know, you have to pay bills. You know, it's opportunity cost. You have to like the gap between gaming and like, you know, getting a job, you know, like a regular job has to be smaller. It doesn't have to be like better.
Yeah, and people don't even realize that a lot of people on teams don't even get a salary. And those that do get a salary, it's like $300 or $400 a month, dude, which isn't really enough to live off of.
Teams, yeah, he's absolutely right, dude. $200-$300 a month. That's what these players that we revere as being on teams and getting paid make, guys. That's like nothing. I mean, it's like, why would you be a gamer? I mean, you're like in poverty, basically, playing games. I mean, it's yeah. So anyways, like, you know, we have to build the infrastructure there. And I just, you know, and we have to start with, you know, giving opportunities to some of these guys, at least in the very first season of WCS NA, 24 of them are NAers, you know, they're legit NAers. If you look at this list, so I'm looking at it, it's, you know, it's
the 24 invitees or whatever.
Yeah. Eight of them are the top, you know, I guess Korean players. And then the rest of them are like, I mean, like Makers on there. And, like the Agnes, Minigun, Hello Kitty, Ghost of User State, Major, Illusion, Huck, Vibe, Phoenix, Suppy, Idra, and Scarlet.
Having so many invitational slots, though, seems to kind of defeat the purpose of having the big invitational in the first place, you know? Or not the big invitational, but the big qualifier.
Yeah, they kind of...
kind of strange.
The reason they gave for it was just to start somewhere, you know? Like,
I guess, yeah. What's wrong with starting with just having every slot filled by whoever qualifies? Other than the fact that, I guess, Koreans are playing in the NA qualifiers.
Yeah, that could be worse, honestly. We could be looking at 20 Koreans versus 12.
Well, but then don't you think that kind of shows, like, maybe you have a problem that just inviting 24 out of the 36 slots won't fix?
Yeah, it would, but, I mean, I'd rather them get a little bit of benefit right now than get zero afterwards. Like, they might... See, the problem is, I don't think they deem it as a problem. Like, they think... that having them over here, they'll be playing on NA server, and they'll be somehow just increasing the skill level of the NA server, when in reality, I think a lot of them will still play on the Korean server, and it's not about the server so much sometimes, guys. It's about who you collaborate with. It's who you talk to about strategy and your team house, you know, your teammates and shit like that. That's where a lot of it comes from. It's not necessarily Korean players, and... I forget, I think it's Suppy. Suppy made the point of, like, it's like on tweet, they were talking about, somebody was saying, well, they can play on the Korean server and get better. Well, there's a lot of people that play on the Korean server right now, and they're not, you know, they're not, like, substantially better than they were.
Yeah, it's not just playing on the Korean server. It's being in one of those houses with a whole bunch of other good people to play custom games with and whatnot.
Yeah, totally, man. So, I feel like that's their line of thinking right now, is that it's just going to overall increase it, and it's like, I don't know. Maybe like increase the skill level in NA, which is going to make them contenders somehow. I don't know. It's like, how can you do that when you're? How can you do that when they're never going to have motivation to even get to that point, right?
Yeah, because there's no tournaments or money you can compete for unless you're already beating top tier Koreans.
Yeah, we can see like, oh man, it's frustrating, dude. And like, I'm not even doing anything that's directly related to this, really. But it's still, it's so frustrating, God. But hopefully it'll get better. I mean, I know there will be changes going as, you know, as we go, and you know, I could be wrong about things, but I don't think so. I'm gonna be like that Charles Barkley book. What's the name of it? I could be wrong, but I doubt it, or something. That's the name of his.
I have no
title.
Idea.
That's the name of the title of his book, dude. It's pretty good. But all right, let's take some questions, guys. That's enough of me ranting on Blizzard. I see, that's the thing. I love those guys at Blizzard, man. And like, you know, you can call me fanboy or all you want, you know, whatever you want to do. But I love those guys, and it's just, that's why it's so frustrating to me, man.
Yeah.
But okay, let's take some questions. Go ahead and post your questions in Reddit, guys. Let's see, do we have any here? Either that or you can type in stream chat. Either one. Stream chat seems to be fine today, so... let's see. How much money... Okay, here we go. How much money would I have to raise to pay Destiny to run an esports team?
I would have to stop streaming and stuff. It's not really realistic for me.
Well, it is realistic if they paid you. Like,
I guess,
I mean,
if they...
Yeah, come on, you have an amount that you would do it for.
I don't know. Maybe... I don't know, 60 a year would be the minimum. Like, it's not realistic, though. Like, nobody's going to pay me that to just run a team. Yeah.
That'll be the day when a freaking manager or a coach freaking makes six digits. What are your thoughts on the Muslim not getting into WCS?
I don't know. I've heard a lot of people complain about that, especially in comparison to people like Maker and whatnot getting in. So, I mean, I don't know. It's an invitation. Like, somebody's going to be mad at some point, you know?
Yeah. It's... I don't know. It's tough to say. I mean, one thing is, you know, he played WCS UK, right, last year, but I don't know. I mean, the Muslim is definitely in that group of players that probably should have been invited, so...
Sure.
Let's see... He didn't get invited, but you think he can qualify? Of course he can qualify. Jeez, no. I think he'll definitely qualify. You know the structure, right? The structure is like there's, you know, the Premier League is code S, and then the Challenger League is code A, and then there's qualifiers into that. Okay, so why is there a sudden awareness of players being DDoS in their stream? Has it been going on for a long time, or I guess
it's been going on for a while, but. As of recently, like, I know the Stefano issue has been something that a lot of people have been complaining about and whatnot.
Yeah, Stefano's issue obviously brought a lot of attention to it last week.
Yeah.
Aslan.
Nice.
Dude, he just jumped up there earlier when you were talking. It was awesome. Okay.
There you go.
All right, keep those questions coming, guys.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I moved my camera.
Your camera is still low, dude. You're still at the bottom of the screen.
I know, so it hasn't come in there.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Shit, I don't even know what the fuck I'm talking about. Let's see.
Somebody said, wouldn't it be bad for residency requirements since Korean scenes are the most competitive, so EU/NA would have an easier time to win money? Okay, so this is like the... ultra-capitalist conservative viewpoint is if you throw... Basically, it's you throw a child in a pool and he'll learn how to swim, you know? if you do that, like, it might work with some people, but you don't want to drown everybody else, you know? We can continue to play against Koreans and get annihilated over and 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 over again, which is what's going to happen until, like, the one hero arises from the ashes and, you know, takes over. Neo it comes out of nowhere. But that's, like, a really dumb model. It's really stupid. The chances of it happening are highly unlikely. Why would you have that kind of a setup when instead you could just have it so that tournaments can exist in NA and EU where foreigners can actually compete for and win money? You know?
Yeah.
If you want to foster a scene springs up around people being able to win money in tournaments, like in terms of competitive players. And right now, that doesn't exist in NA. It doesn't exist. You can play like really dumb tournaments on Zeke, maybe for like $5, maybe. But even those have like GM players like competing for like $5-$15 tournaments. Yeah. GM players. Like, it's really dumb.
Yeah, I mean, it really shows you...
Okay, hold on. I have to talk to this guy because I don't know if this is the same guy that posted a comment. Okay, he says, Kespa was founded in 2000, or about 1.5 years after Starcraft film was released, and Kespa is responsible for things like making rules and regulations, managing broadcasts, blah, 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 blah. You know, the infrastructure. It's been 3 years since SC2 came out, and the Western esports scene is even older. So where's our Kespa? Okay, Kespa didn't work because it was Kespa. Kespa worked because when it organized, there wasn't a whole bunch of foreigners coming into Korea and raping them in every tournament they played. Like, they got to do their grassroots, and they got to start with their grassroots and build up and up and up and up, and that was fine. And everybody that was there that could play, blah, 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 blah. Yep. Yeah. We can't do that in NA and EU because if we try, here comes, you know, freaking IM Ching Chong to annihilate all of your tournaments over and over and over again. And then he goes to DreamHack and annihilates all of the tournaments over and over and over again. Like, you can't set that up. It's not the same because there are these Korean players that are constantly going to be traveling and destroying every single foreigner tournament. Like, you can't just, like, start a body or an organization. Like, okay, well, now that we've got the infrastructure, Koreans are just coming over and taking advantage of all of our tournaments and winning all of our money. You know, GG.
No, I agree. It doesn't work that way. It has to be a sandbox.
I'm sorry, but the guy in chat said this. This is a comment that somebody posted in response. response to me today on Reddit. I don't know if he's the same guy or not, or if they just went through and copy-pasted it, but just because Kespa set up their stuff doesn't mean that it's possible to do the same. I would be surprised if Kespa had the same success if StarCraft II was already hugely popular in the United States, and then they tried to set it up in Korea, and then United States players just kept going over to Korea and winning over and over and over again. I don't think they would have had the same success, in my opinion.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's like, it's hard to create this kind of very fair system right now, you know, like fair in all regards, because, you know, their scene is much larger. Their scene is vibrant. We don't have a scene here. I mean, let's just be honest. We don't have much of a scene at all here. And then the EU one is kind of in between. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. We lose him? Uh-oh. I think we might have lost him. Oh, you guys still there, though? I think we might have lost Steven. Hold on, let me see. John. Hold on. Let me see what's going on. You can still hear me, though. We'll figure out. No, he kind of suddenly went down, guys. So I think it was more... It was probably more his internet going down than anything else, but yeah, you know, following this point, I mean, let me just see if I can get at least full screen here. Full screen, guys. While Steven figures it out. All right, let me see. Oh, actually, it says. Yeah, I think his internet went out, guys. See in a second here. Because he's offline. He's definitely offline. So hopefully he'll restart his router and get back on here. But you know, getting on that point about Kespa, I mean, definitely, it's not, you know, we definitely need a sandbox of some sort so that we can kind of grow something. And we need to grow our industry at this point. And, you know, it's really tough right now when you know, Blizzard's trying to make, I think, they're trying to make every region as fair, like, or as identical as possible. So, and making it fair to as many players as possible when it's pretty tough. Oh, am I offline? Oh, shoot, I must be offline. Sorry. Ooh. Hold on. It might be me then. Oh, yeah, it is me. Let me fix it. Fixing. All right. Here we go. We're back on. I think we're back on in a second here.
Hello?
Yo. Dude.
I haven't been so rudely dismissed from a show since Inside the Game.
Get the hell off here, man. No, it was me. It was, you know what it was? It was the tunnel. The tunnel got cut off. I thought it doesn't get cut off if there's like data going through it the whole time.
No, there shouldn't be. You got some weird shit going on.
Yeah, it was my putty's closed, guys. That's why. But anyways, yeah. So we were talking about Kespa NA.
Yeah, what? No, that can't happen. It has something to do with that. If there's constantly going to be people from another country coming over and winning all of the money, it's never going to work. Like, it doesn't matter what. The only way to do it is to restrict it. Like I said, and I've used this example countless times, it would be like trying to start, like, a football team at your school, at your college, and every time you were in the playoffs, like, you only played against NFL teams. Like, what would be the point? Who would ever want to play, you know, on that football team? Like, it's stupid. Like, I'm not going to waste my time. I'm just going to get crushed every single time, you know, you have any kind of conference or any kind of, you know, like, end of season games or whatever. Like, it's stupid.
Yeah. No, agreed. Yeah, there's no progressive type of, you know, kind of build up for players, right?
Like, exactly. In other sports, exactly.
Yeah, the sports.
So there is no progressive. Yeah. You're either the prodigal son or you're the slave child.
Amateur. You're like us, you know, or me, who plays for fun, casual, or you're just, you know, the top level pro gamer. There's nothing in between, and. You know, CSL is doing a good job of trying to create something in there, but there's just like so many segments in there that need something. And CSL is doing the collegiate thing, and we need like a semi-pro area, and then we need, you know, like a pro, even just kind of a pro area that's just right underneath the top level. So it's we definitely need that. That's the infrastructure I'm talking about. And Kesba, you know, Kesba did a great job of that, and, you know, even GSL to an extent, too. And we just, yeah, we need that over here, too. Deezer. did you catch the Deezer thing?
Yeah, I saw it.
Did you download that?
Well,
be honest.
Did you? No, I didn't. That? I looked at it a little bit, and then I just turned it off. I'm just going to hope that nothing comes from that.
All right. That's all I'll ask. Let's see. All right, let's take a couple more, and then we'll call it. God, some of these questions. Are you talking about citizenship requirement or something like that? I mean, that's kind of. I bet citizenship was a requirement for the WCS last year.
Maybe. I think it might have just been residency. I could be wrong, but
really? Okay.
Yeah. But that's kind of getting past the point. Like, yeah, like, yeah. We want to see NA people win NA qualifiers. We don't want to see a guy that lives in NA. If you have Koreans, just even if it was just a residency requirement, that wouldn't help things. If five people from IM or whatever come over and move to, you know, NA, and now we have an ST as the American hero from the NA regional qualifiers. Like, that's not the same thing. Like, nobody. Yeah.
Representing the U.S. and NA in Canada is Nesty.
Yeah, like, that's just stupid. Like, or MVP. Like, nobody, we don't want that. Like, if you want, like, and there are a lot of people like, well, I don't want to watch amateurs play. Well, I'm like, that's fine. Watch GSL then. Watch the WCS Korea. Watch the Grand Finals. People like their regionals, man. I want to watch NA players play. Like, fuck me, right? Like, I just want to watch NA players play in a tournament. Like, that's it. Like, the prize money could be a lot lower, whatever. I want to know who the best NA player is. And I don't want to, like, how do you figure out who the best NA player is right now? You got to go through all the NA players and kind of figure out who does the best against Koreans. But then, like, it's really hard because, well, like, Adrian got raped by this Korean, but he did pretty good against this Korean, and this Korean beats that Korean, but Scarlet lost to that Korean, even though he beat the one that, and it's like, it's really dumb. Like,
it's not true.
I just want to have, like, a tournament that says, like, who's the best, like, who are, like, the top four players in NA, you know, compared to other NA players, you know, and then you get that. Or who are the top, you know, eight EU players? And then you get that. You have your regionals for that. That's the whole point of a regional qualifier. And then from there, you can go on to the grand finals. And sure, maybe all the NA and EU people get raped by Korea, but whatever. Like, it happens. Like, at least we know who the best was coming from our region. Because it's regionals. It's what we like. It's how every... And people keep trying to say, like, compare it to real sports. Well, that's how every real sport works. People have their favorite teams that they play for. Everybody doesn't automatically want to see the best players in the world. Because if that were true, then every time a World Cup happened, every time a Super Bowl happened, every time there was the College World Series for baseball, people would all of a sudden switch to a different team, to the winning team. That never happens. How many real sports fans do you know that switch favorite football teams when the World Cup ends? No one does that, you know. Or when the College World Series ends, you know, like, oh, everybody in the United States is a Yankees and a Red Sox fan. Like, no, like, don't be stupid. Like, that's not true. Yeah. Or, you know, with the Super Bowl, like, it never happens. People even joke about, in real sports that you keep wanting to give a Starcraft to, people joke about their home teams and their favorite teams doing shit every single time, you know, or like, you know, like, we've always had a shit tier quarterback, or, you know, our team can never pitch right, you know, like, people joke about it, but they like to see their own people play. It's I don't know, the human condition or whatever. Like, that's just what people like. Let's have region. If you want to have WCS NA, then let's have the WCS NA regional thing. And, like, that's it. I don't want to import a whole bunch of Koreans to come and win it, because it's stupid. And then at that point, like, let's just go back to the old system. Nothing has changed.
Yeah, yeah. No, I agree. And that's, you know, that's from viewers. You know, I think your points are really good from a viewer standpoint. And, I mean, the players, too. Like, you know, it's like, you know, in other sports and other sort of things, you know, you have this kind of tiered system where it's like you have these goals, like, you know, I mean, you have a goal to become like the best you know, high school player or whatever division player, right? And then, like, your goal is to become you know, the next tier up, right? The best let's just talk about, like, okay, your goal is to be the best, like, high school player in this region, in, let's just say, Florida here or something, and then the next is to be the best in the state, right? And then the next is to be the best in the country. And then the next is that, you know, you kind of go from this whole goals, you know, there's these different goals and there's these different tiers that you kind of reach, and then you qualify for the next one.
You don't want to see the grand finals in every single tournament. Like, it's just dumb. Like, what's the point then? Why even have a grand finals if the best Koreans are playing in every single tournament? But
the only goal you have right now is to win the big tournaments. That's like, what kind of goal is that for somebody that's just starting out? I mean, there's just no way. I mean, But yeah, you know, speaking of which, you know, there are definitely other organizations that are putting together these, you know, more regional type of tournaments. Like the SoCal group is Cable. You know, the Cable's this guy that puts together SoCal events like Barcrafts, and they're doing this SoCal Showdown that I did want to mention here. That's pretty good. I mean, it's like $1,000 prize pool, 64 max player. Yeah. Anybody can sign up. I mean,
those are nice, but one, they're so few and far between, and two, like, I live in Nebraska. For me to travel to that tournament, if I don't get like second place, like, I lost money traveling. You know, like, that's actually like net losses for the 64 players that go. I'm willing to bet like only three or four them are going to make money if they get, you know, first, second, third, and fourth. Maybe at that. I don't even know if fourth place would get enough with $1,000 prize pool. A fourth place probably wouldn't get enough to cover travel. Plus, you've got hotel and food and stuff, so.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's nice, but.
Those are meant to be regional, though, right? Those are meant to be just in Cal.
But, like, it's fuck California. Like, they have everything regionally. Like, that's like every, like, that's like the biggest, like, esports place right now is California. Like, where's my Nebraska? Where's my Midwestern?
You tell me, man. Like, you, Wheat, and John are in freaking Nebraska, and you guys aren't putting together shit over there, so.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Let me go ahead and dump a whole bunch of money into a system that's been proven to be unprofitable by every single large organization. No, I'm just kidding. But, yeah, no, I don't know.
Yeah, it's pretty hard putting two computers together on a table and just having a local tournament. I agree. Whatever. Shit. It wouldn't cost that much to put together a local tournament, all right? Oh, here we go.
Well, to get the prize pool, like a decent prize pool?
You could get sponsors easy. Come on. Well, I don't know about you.
Wow. You're really going to go there?
I mean, yeah. I'm going to go, no. But,
I'm gonna try to put together a Midwest League and StarCraft tournament. I'll try it. We'll see what happens. Okay, when I get back, that's gonna be my. I'm gonna call it.
All right. Here's the deal. If
I'm gonna
you
call
put
it the Fuck You Chan Man Invitational. Okay.
I was gonna say if you put together one there, I'll put together one in Florida.
Okay, I'm doing it.
Yeah, right. You're fucking not.
I'm doing it. When I get back, I'm gonna look for sponsors. I'm gonna get ConAgra and Omaha Steaks and shit. It's gonna be awesome.
There you go. You're gonna be so nothing jealous. Wrong with local. Nothing wrong with the local sponsors and tiny sponsors. Everybody's always looking for these like big names and shit. It's like, who cares about big names when you got a bunch of all these local organizations that would totally be cool with advertising their shit like to local folks around here.
Got it. All right, I'm doing it. When I get back, I'll look into it. All right.
All right, dude, prove it. Now I'll keep to my word too. I will run a tournament here too if you do that.
Got it.
We're starting something.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
All right. See, any more questions? We'll call it. If not, what should we talk about next week, man? Invest in regional Southeast tournament. Do you have somewhere I can contact you? You can message me on TL or message me on Twitch. You can always get a hold of me there. I always look at that stuff. Fuck You Chan Man Open. I will even be cool with you calling it the Fuck You Chan Man Open.
Yeah, but I actually that's want how a sponsor, cool I am. So I don't think.
That's true. F You Chan Man. How about that?
Maybe I'll look into it. We'll look into naming rights. Also, why would I put your name on it? What the hell? I'm not giving you that free marketing.
Damn it, dude. That's what I was, like, hoping for. Okay, it doesn't look like there's anything.
We could bring it all together. I'm going to call it the Megumi Bear Invitational, and I'm going to get Megumi to cast it all so that we, like, wrap her episode up nice and tight. Like, we hit all those big points right there.
Yeah, Megumi's going to fly out to Nebraska. Yeah, right.
Why not?
Why would you do that when you already have, like, Wheat there? And John there? I mean, come on. Jeez. How close do you live? You live close to both of those guys, right?
Yeah, about 10, 15 minutes.
Oh, my God. Crazy. All right, guys. I think that's going to be... Let me just check the red thread one last time. But I think that's going to be it for this week. Next week. What do you want to talk about next week, man? You want to talk about maps next week?
Maybe, sure.
Shit, man, I got like.
That's gonna like get into a conversation about balance and stuff too. Oh boy, we're treading into dangerous territory.
Balance, oh my god, yeah, lots of craziness going on in the map making community too. Which I was gonna do a climbing the ladder today on it, but I didn't feel prepped enough on the whole subject, just given how much of it's going on, that I just decided to postpone it till maybe a week or two, where I'd have you know just more guests and stuff. But we can definitely. Talk about it a little bit and maybe have a teaser to that episode. That would be pretty cool. But yeah, so we'll talk about that, and you know, we'll come up with another topic, another interesting topic that we can do. You're gonna be back home next week. Is that cool? Is that right? I mean,
yeah, I should be in a few days.
Okay, good deal. Yeah. All right, guys.
I hope Blizzard does something different with the WCS. It's like turning out. It could have been. It's like got the potential to be so good, but right now it's like such a disaster.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong, guys.
Even the worst because it's not just a disaster on its own, but now it's taking away all these other tournaments that were really good. Like people liked MLG and stuff, and now it's. I don't know. I hope for the best.
Yeah. Again, I think there will be non WCS MLGs and IMs, but unfortunately, I think I don't know about the IMs, but I think the MLGs will just look like what the first one looked like. You know, like with a bunch of invitationals, like 32-man invitational. I'm just guessing, guys, okay? I don't know anything about it. So Sundance is probably like, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. But, you know, that's what I'm, you know, I'd assume that it would be something like that. And so that's not going to help things, you know, help a lot of the things that we talked about today either. Oh, and, you know, one thing before we leave, you know, I do want to ask you, what do you think about the whole EU? Like, what happened with WCS EU with Koreans? Like, what if that was the case in WCS NA, where there's only six of them? I mean, would that actually be better?
Like, no. Like, it would be a little bit better, but much the same way that losing only two fingers from your hand would be better than losing all five. But no, like, I'm going to keep all my fingers. Like, no, it's a regional. It's the EU regional. Like, there shouldn't be Koreans competing in it. Same thing with NA. Yeah. There shouldn't be Koreans competing in it.
But. Yeah. Very, very true. Okay, guys. Well, that's going to be it for Unfiltered. I'll have the VOD up here. Probably in... Well, actually, I have to upload the local one, so it's going to take an hour or two to upload, but it'll be up by tonight. I'll probably post something on Reddit, so if you guys want to check it out. If you missed the beginning, where we talked about DDoS and female streamers, then you can kind of catch it then. But until next week, it's going to... this is Shaman V and Destiny. We'll see you next time. Later.
Peace out.